Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
Not since the Great Depression.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Here's a frightening fact about the U.S. housing market. 10% of all homeowners owe more on their homes than those houses are worth. All this negative equity is pushing many to the doorstep of foreclosure. Now, we know the federal government is considering a new rescue plan for these cases, but the administration still opposes any taxpayer bailout. Barney Frank, Democratic chair of the House Financial Services Committee, wants options for a broader rescue bill. The New York Times reports it would, among other things, allow the government to buy some troubled mortgages. Wall Street suffered a jolt yesterday from a very weak reading on manufacturing in the Philadelphia area. An economist at Merrill Lynch said it signals a recession that could be deeper than the one in 1990. So we had the Dow ending down 142 to 12,284. The S&P fell 17, the NASDAQ dropped 27 points. Yesterday, Microsoft said it'll share some of its secrets. The company will offer more technical details about Windows and Office productivity programs. Should make life easier for the software industry. But antitrust regulators in Europe are skeptical, as Stephen Beard reports from London.
Microsoft says it will make the blueprints of some of its key software available free on its website. The company claims this will help rival firms design packages that work better with Microsoft products. Some analysts hail this as a breakthrough, a genuine change of heart. But Europe's competition commissioner in Brussels is not so sure. Spokesman Jonathan Todd gives the announcement a very guarded welcome.
We have seen announcements, similar announcements from Microsoft in the past, which have not been followed up in practice. We genuinely hope that this time it is the genuine article.
He points out that Microsoft's move does not deal with one of the EU's main allegations, that the company is abusing its dominant market position by tying its own software, like Internet Explorer, into the Windows operating system. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
If you're a pack rat or a bargain hunter, listen up. There's trouble at one of the world's largest garage sales. People who sell on eBay have been boycotting the site this week. As Marketplace's Lisa Napoli reports, it's because eBay's introduced new policies.
Protesters say it's not just that eBay's changed the fees the site charges for selling merchandise. They're angry because sellers will no longer be allowed to post online feedback about buyers who flake out or abuse the system. Online auction expert Ina Steiner of AuctionBytes.com says user input is an essential part of eBay.
You know, it's a revolution to the way that eBay works because it's always relied on that feedback system.
More than 30,000 people have signed an online petition so far to protest the changes. Others have uploaded anti-eBay videos to YouTube.
Hello, eBayers. I want to talk to you about this boycott. Count me in.
It's impossible to tell just how many people have pulled their goods off the auction site in support of the week-long boycott. Some distant competitors are reporting an increase in online traffic. But with 256 million members, eBay remains the Goliath of the auction industry. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
The Oscars are this Sunday. Since the nominations were announced, the five contenders for Best Picture have raked in another $97 million in total domestic tickets. Let's bring in Mike Spire of Variety. Hey, Mike, is Hollywood expecting a big bump in box office after these awards?
A lot of these movies for Best Picture have already really played out, and they've really hit their plateau. I mean, only one has made more than $100 million, and that's Juno. And it doesn't look like there's bound to be much more of an expansion for these films because they've opened for a while, and they've already kind of done the business that they're supposed to. That said, it'll be somewhat of a bump, just not a huge one.
Well, but what about the market for DVDs? I would imagine that, you know, a lot of people who have not seen these films will find it more convenient either to buy the DVD or to rent it or whatever. I'm sure there's a little revenue stream there, right?
Absolutely. And that's really where once a movie wins Best Picture, or let's say it wins a few awards, then it comes out on DVD and all of a sudden their marketing campaign revolves around what they won and the buzz it hit. And that combination usually leads to some good financials.
While we're on the subject of DVDs, big news this week where Toshiba kind of surrenders in this format war over HD DVD and Blu-ray. What is this going to mean for the business?
Well, at the very least, it means that you can only go forward if everyone's on board one format. I mean, we learned that 30 years ago with Betamax and VHS. Nothing really happened until everyone jumped on one train. That's happening again this year, and now it's up to the studios to get their libraries in order and make this thing work.
Back to the Oscars before we go. Who do you think's going to win?
It feels like No Country for Old Men. That's the one that's been winning all the recent awards. It's the one that's getting the most kind of mojo from the critics, from the public. But this is, of any years for there to be a surprise in Best Picture, this is the one because all of them have some kind of following.
And given the fact that this is radio, do you have an idea who might win for Best Song?
Best Song, a category this year that seems to be under the radar. Three songs are up from the movie Enchanted, but they probably go against each other and cancel each other out. You might see a very little movie called Once has a song that people like called Falling Slowly, and that seems to be the one people are talking about, but you never know in these categories.
Mike Spire is executive editor at Variety here in L.A. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure.
As we wrap up, here is the song Falling Down Slowly from the movie Once. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through me and always fool.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.